Gospel according to St. Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, Jesus dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Why did Jesus not want this man whom he had cured to tell anybody about it? The reason was because he didn't want people setting up false expectations for a Messiah. We often are carried away by false expectations. And when we are, when those expectations aren't met, we often wander away from the Lord. And so it's important that we set our expectations properly. In today's first reading, there's a very important lesson we see in this battle between the Israelites and the Philistines. Before we actually get to this reading in the first book of Samuel, as they were thinking about fighting the Philistines, Samuel gave his first prophecy. He said, "Don't do it. The Lord says you will be annihilated. Don't do it. So many will die." Yet on they go. "We've got the Ark of the Covenant with us. How can we be defeated?" So they fought that first battle, and they were slaughtered. And then they went to get the Ark of the Covenant carried by Eli's two sons at both sides of it. And not only were they slaughtered, but they lost the Ark of the Covenant. That was part of God's plan. Eventually, the Ark was brought first to Shiloh and then to Jerusalem, and it was King David who went to go get it back. And that was part of the way the holy people of God would capture Jerusalem. They were doing it primarily because the Ark was there. And we know what God would do later. But so often, we treat God like the Jews did. We'll put ourselves in all types of near occasions of sin, or actually in states of sin, and then right at the last second, cry out to the Lord, saying, "I'm going to pray my rosary now, Lord. Rescue me from the effects of all of my actions that have gotten me right up until now." And often the Lord doesn't do that. He lets us, out of love, suffer the consequences of our actions. Doesn't mean he abandons us. He stays in there with us to help us to repair some of that damage. The greatest example of that, of course, is with Jesus, who came on down from heaven to earth to show us that God accompanies us. Many had those false expectations, and they saw those false expectations crucified on Good Friday. But that wasn't the end of the story. God had continued to accompany us, and he would draw even greater good out of that evil than the good that people had longed for before. So at Mass today, let's call to mind what our expectations are of the Lord, and let us ask the Lord to help us to make our expectations his true ones.